Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Iris Bat Bernice, Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Tzipora Fegi Bat Liba. We wanted to speak about the Trump Middle East plan that is coming out immediately after the April 9th Israeli Knesset elections. It's a suicide plan for Israel. We want to speak about the details of that plan. And we want to speak about what a disgrace it is that people who call themselves Kahanists are running with outright traitors on the same list in the Israeli Knesset elections, why real Kahanists have to support Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party. But anyway, let's start off by speaking about the Trump suicide plan. All of you Trumpsters who claim to care about Israel, those of you who don't care about Israel, does it make a difference to you? You don't care about Israel, you're evil. You don't care about Israel, you don't believe in the Bible, you don't believe in what God says, that Israel is the most important issue. So this doesn't affect you. But for those of you, especially those of you who are Jewish, who claim to care about Israel and continue to support Donald Trump, you should know that on April 9th, we're going to have the Israeli Knesset elections, the elections for the Israeli parliament. And that as soon as those elections are over, Donald Trump intends to release a plan for Israeli national suicide and plans to pressure Israel to commit national suicide. This is something all the politicians in Israel are speaking about now. It's a subject that certainly is coming up over and over again in the Israeli news media. And there is no doubt that Benjamin Netanyahu, the so-called Prime Minister of Israel from the Likud, who calls himself right-wing, is going to accept the Trump suicide plan. He's planning to accept that plan. He's not going to go against Donald Trump. He's not going to go against his boss, his mentor. What does this plan involve? What is Trump's plan going to do to Israel if it is implemented, God forbid? Number one, the Trump plan calls for Israel to surrender over 90% of Yehuda v'Shomron, of Judea and Samaria, the biblical heartland of Israel. Over 90% would go. Over 100,000 Jews would be expelled from their homes, and all their land would be handed over to the Arab terrorists. And in addition to that, Jerusalem, the eternal capital of the Jewish people, would be divided. And half of Jerusalem would be handed over to the Arab terrorists to be the capital of their so-called Palestine state. And you know, let me emphasize, there is no Palestine. There are no Palestinians. That's a historical myth and a lie. But half of Jerusalem would be handed over to the Arab terrorists. Again, complete suicide for Israel. In other words, Israel, more or less, with minor adjustments here and there, will be returning to the pre-1967 suicide borders. Borders that are only 6 to 9 miles wide. Borders that even Abba Ibn in English, Abba Evin in Hebrew, who was Israel's super left-wing foreign minister under the Labor government, even he said they were Auschwitz lines, suicide lines, Holocaust lines. That's where Israel is going under the Trump suicide plan. So what's the difference between Trump's suicide plan and Obama's suicide plan? There is no difference. The policy is the same policy. And the moving of the embassy to Jerusalem was not something that was good for Israel. It doesn't protect Jerusalem at all. And who were the only ones who told you this here in the United States? We were the only ones. We in JTF were the only ones who told you this. If Israel goes back to those pre-1967 borders, within minutes, attacking Arab armies in a surprise attack can cut Israel in half. And by the way, there was a surprise attack in the Yom Kippur War. There've been surprise attacks on Israel. If there's an attack on Israel, within minutes, Israel would be cut in half right along her waistline. And just with the missile attacks we see coming from Gaza because of the insane retreat from Gush Katif in Gaza, which Netanyahu voted for and supported and the Likud supported, and the Likud government are the ones who gave us the retreat from Gaza and the destruction of Gush Katif and the expulsion of the Jews from Gush Katif. With those missile attacks that are now taking place in southern Israel, if Israel were in the pre-1967 borders, you know what that would do? That would completely paralyze Ben-Gurion Airport. That would be complete paralysis of Israel's airports. Israel's entire economy would collapse. All of Israel's industries would be within the range of those missile attacks. No planes would be able to fly. Every Arab terrorist, every Islamic terrorist with a rocket or a missile on his shoulder could threaten all of Israel's commercial airlines. The entire Israeli economy would be on the brink of collapse. That's what we're facing. This is truly a plan of national suicide. And Netanyahu will create excuses, and maybe he'll say that he has histaguyot. In other words, he has reservations about aspects of the plan. He did the same thing in Gush Katif. He voted for Gush Katif, but he said he had reservations about the plan. He said he had 17 reservations about 17 reservations. Nobody paid any attention to his reservations about the plan, to the points he made that he thought objected to this part of the plan or that part. Once you vote for it, it doesn't matter what side reservations you put in there. Nobody, it will be ignored in the end. That's what happened in Gush Katif, and that's what will happen if Netanyahu pulls that shtick after the April 9th Knesset elections. Netanyahu is in grave danger now. He's been indicted. Three indictments are pending against him. He faces going to prison for many years under those indictments. To save himself from those indictments, he knows the only way to save himself is to do what the left wants him to do, the left that controls the prosecutor's office and that controls the attorney general's office and that controls the news media and that controls the Israeli Supreme Court. Thanks to him and thanks to the Likud, because the Likud government allowed the left to take control of the judiciary and the prosecutor's office and the police and every single institution and power center in Israel. They allowed them to take complete control and continue to have complete control. And so now those people are now moving against Netanyahu with a knife at his throat, saying to him, you've got to accept this plan or else. He created this situation. He and the Likud created this situation. And so we're in a lot of trouble and there's a lot of danger on the horizon. And all the other parties running are defending him and are promising to prop him up and support him. The so-called New Right Party of Naftali Bennett and Ayelet Shaked, give me a break. This was the Mafdal. They supported the retreat from Sinai. They supported the expulsion and destruction of Amona. They supported the retreats and surrenders throughout Israel's history. They didn't want to leave Sharon's government before Gush Katif. He threw them out in the end. And Rafi Peretz, this is our second subject, but I'm going to bring it in right now, the second subject of our program. Rafi Peretz has a new party called the Jewish Home Party. Well, the name is the Jewish Home Party, and they're running together with Otzma Yehudit, who claim to be Kahanists. That's Michael Ben-Ari and Itamar Ben-Gvir and Baruch Marzel. They claim to be Kahanists. And they're running together with Rafi Peretz and the Jewish Home Party? Do you know who Rafi Peretz and the Jewish Home Party are? These are the guys. Rafi Peretz is the one who hugged the soldiers that came to expel the Jews in Gush Katif. He hugged them and danced with them. Here's a picture of him hugging the soldiers. And then Rafi Peretz from the Jewish Home Party, whom Otzma and the so-called Kahanas are running with. Rabbi Kahana would turn over in his grave if he saw this. Rafi Peretz from the so-called Jewish Home Party. Look at an article that he wrote here, where he says, and it's in Hebrew, but the translation is, we will fulfill every order. We will fulfill every order of the Israeli army, where he told Israeli soldiers, religious Jewish soldiers, he told them that they have to expel their fellow Jews and obey orders to do so. And thousands of them did it. And that's why we had the expulsion from Gush Katif, thanks to Rafi Peretz, the traitor. And the so-called Kahanists are running with him? What a disgrace. What a betrayal of principles. with Peretz, we're doomed. Doomed if there's an expulsion or if there's a plan to get Israel to go back to the pre-67 borders, and we have to resist. The only hope we have in a situation like that is that hundreds of thousands of Jews will block that with their bodies, will go with their bodies and say, we're not getting out of the way. You're not taking this land away from us. We refuse to leave. That would be a real problem for the Israeli government and for the Israeli army. But Peretz says we're not allowed to even protest. Once the order goes through, you got to obey all orders and you got to accept it. And then you should dance. You dance your way to the gas chambers and dance your way. And you hug the soldiers that have come to take you to your own destruction. That's the methodology of Rafi Peretz. And the so-called Kahanists are running with him, and they want him to get in the Knesset, and they want his people to be elected to the Knesset, just so that they could have a seat in the Knesset? What opportunists, what phonies. And they keep defending Netanyahu. Michael Ben-Ari, Itamar Ben-Gvir, we must not let Netanyahu's government fall, because then you'll have a government of the left. Government of the left? Netanyahu's not a government of the left? For 9 years, he's frozen all Jewish building in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria. That's not a government of the left? He threw hundreds of Jews out of their homes in Amona, in Beit El, in numerous communities in Judea and Samaria. That's not a government of the left? He took Jewish teenagers and tortured them. He had the Shabak torture them. Torture them in a way that they would never do with Muslim terrorists. That's not a government of the left? And all that time, Bezalel, Smotrich, and all the people that are running now with the Kahanists on the same list, they did nothing. They never said a word. They voted in favor of this government. They supported the government that was doing these terrible things, that was committing these crimes against the Jewish people. And Otzma praises Rafi Peretz and praises Bezalel Smotrich and all these others who have betrayed us, who told us we have to accept the retreat in Gush Katif. That's what Rafi Peretz said. We have to accept it. We have to obey orders. We have to do what they tell us. We have to dance on the way to the, as they're expelling us, we got to dance our way out of there and accept it with gladness. And they praise Smotrich, who supported a government that freed thousands of Muslim terrorists, who supported a government that destroyed Amona. And that was a test case for destroying all the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria. Only Moshe Feiglin and Zehut are telling the truth. Moshe Feiglin and Zehut are not praising Netanyahu. They're saying he's got to go. And they're saying the only way they'll be part of any government, whether it's a Likud government or whether it's a government of anyone else, is if they accept the platform of Zehut. And Zehut, otherwise they'll sit in the opposition and fight and encourage the Jews of Israel to fight back. That's what we need in the Knesset, someone who speaks like that. Feiglin and Zehut have said, if you try to expel even a single Jew from their home, we will never be part of your government. Unlike Ben-Gvir, Ben-Ari, and all these phonies that are with the ultimate expellers, the ultimate criminals who betrayed us in Gush Katif and who will betray us again and again. We're running a campaign to support Feiglin and Zehut. And just to wake the Jews of Israel up, I don't know if Feiglin and Zehut are going to get in. They're outgunned and outnumbered. I mean, you know, these other guys have tens of millions of dollars they're spending. The Likud, these other big parties, they got tens of millions of dollars. I don't know if we can win in a situation like that, if we can get Feiglin into the Knesset. He needs 4 seats. He needs 3.25% of the vote, 4 seats to pass the threshold. I don't know if we can get him in. The polls, by the way, do show him going up. He's not yet passing the threshold in the polls. He's not making it yet, but he's going up. He's getting close. He's getting closer. And a lot of that is because of JTF's advertising campaign. You know, we're reaching hundreds of thousands of people with our message, and our commercials are effective. Very effective. Very convincing and very effective. Will it be enough in the end? I don't know. We're trying our best. But whether we win, or whether we win, God willing, or if we lose, God forbid, it's still important that we reach people with this message, that we tell the Jewish youth who are against this, the Jews in Judea, Jewish youth in Judea and Samaria and elsewhere who are going to be against it, that they must resist, that they must fight back, that they must not listen to voices like Rafi Peretz and the voices of surrender. It's essential that we reach them. It's essential that we give them this message. The very survival of Israel and the Jewish people is on the line here. Netanyahu was indicted. And that's the big news in Israel now, that he was indicted. And you know, as much as he is a corrupt person and a dishonest person, and you know, that in exchange for cigars and fancy cigars and champagne and jewelry for his wife and all the other little goodies that he got, he basically changed policies and was willing to corrupt the government of Israel. That's not the main reason why he should go. Of course, that's bad. We shouldn't have leaders that do things like that. That's bad. But you know something? Much worse is the fact that Jewish blood is on his hands. You know how many Jews have been murdered because of the thousands of terrorists that he released from Israeli prisons, because of all the retreats and surrender of Jewish land that he and the Likud supported, from the Sinai, from Gush Katif, from Judea and Samaria and the Y Agreement, from Hebron, that Netanyahu handed over 97% of Hebron to Arafat and the Muslim terrorists. You know how many Jews have been murdered because of him? And because of Rafi Peretz and the Jewish Home Party and all of his collaborators. And now these people who call themselves Kahanists have joined in and have become collaborators as well and are saying, yes, we want to prop up Netanyahu. We mustn't lose the Netanyahu government. We want to be part of the Netanyahu government. What, are you kidding me? We've got to stand up and fight for what's right and true. And you know, if we do the right thing, God will help us. Baruch Hashem, until this point, one thing God has done, he's prevented the ultimate surrender, the ultimate suicide from taking place, because he got the Arab terrorists like Arafat and Abu Mazen to reject all the plans in the past. If they hadn't rejected it, we would already be in those suicide borders. They rejected, Israel was willing to accept it. They rejected these plans. They said no. I hope and pray that Hashem gives us stupid Arab leaders and Arab enemies that again reject it, but we can't count on that. We can't count on that. Because Trump and the Arab leaders in the Persian Gulf, who feel threatened by Iran, are now going to pressure the PLO and pressure Abu Mazen and these other leaders to accept it. There's a real danger here. There's a real danger here. We need to wake the people of Israel up. And we need to wake up. And we need to wake up fast. Whether it's against Donald Trump or against Netanyahu, JTF has often said things to you that were unpopular, that were politically incorrect. I'm well aware of the fact that nobody knows better than me and better than those of us who are active in JTF how we've taken unpopular stands. But that's what a Jewish group that truly loves Israel and truly cares about the Jewish people has to do when the danger comes. Because when Jews want to live in a world of illusions and fantasies like they did before the Holocaust, or like they've done many other times in history, we have to be the voices that try to wake people up, even if we're just a voice in the wilderness. And we're not going to be a voice in the wilderness. With your help, we don't have to be a voice in the wilderness. We can arouse people, and we can make a difference. It's not over yet. We've got until the April 9th election to put people in the Knesset like Moshe Feiglin and Zehut who will at least warn the people of Israel. They'll at least be a voice of truth and sanity. And that's important that we have that. That, God willing, would help. We have until April 9th. Help us with our advertising campaign so we can reach the people of Israel with the truth. We have until the April 9th election. And then after that, we've got to fight this plan that Trump and Jared Kushner already announced that he's coming out with the plan. And I mean, we've got to fight this. And we need JTF more than ever to be the one voice of uncompromising truth. Because when it comes to Jewish survival, there can be no compromises. If we work together as a team, we can change Jewish history. How do I know? Because we've done it before. Our campaign to free Soviet Jewry, which was considered to be a hopeless cause, led to the liberation of over 1 million Russian Jews who now live in Israel. We've done it before. And we can do it again. When Hashem sees that Jews are willing to do the right thing, then Hashem helps us. Bezrat Hashem, God willing, that should happen now. And Hashem, in His mercy, should have mercy on the Jewish people and should help us. Sometimes for the sake of the few that are fighting for what's right, Hashem saves the many because He's so merciful. Let's hope that happens. Let's pray for that. And let's work together as a team to make this a better world and to change history. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.